hip-hop conversations.
Lupe new mixtape in front of the people. You know, I'm a Lupe fan, and I stood up for Lupe when he dropped the, you know, his last album, and I said that the lyrics were there and that the music was off, you know, the production, you know, that sound wasn't right. It wasn't right on this mixtape either. The first time I listened to it, I couldn't get past like the third track. I couldn't. And I'm like, man, I feel like it's the same thing all over again. I like what he's saying. I like his political view. He's being positive in his way. He's for the people. But musically, I understand trying to, you know, take a different turn, but I don't like it, man. I can't fuck with the mixtape. It doesn't bump if people's whip. I like the lyrics, so I'm not clowning the lyrics. I love Lupe's lyrics. I like his political stance, but I can't fuck with the mixtape. I don't like it musically. I can't. It was very hard to get through. It was very hard to get through for me.
You said you had question marks. I saw that tweet.
Call him out.
I'm on Twitter now.
I'm on Twitter now, nigga. I know everything.
Oh, man. Lupe. Yeah. Just like FIFO said, man, I am a fan of Lupe. I thought The Cool was amazing. I should still play that shit to this day. This isn't the type of shit I want to hear from Lupe. It just isn't. So I couldn't get behind this. You know, I think, you know, this was, he dropped Enemy of the State, you know, a couple of years back, and I think this was supposed to be, you know, the opposite of that, that he was supposed to drop, I think, around Christmas, and for whatever reason, it was shelved, because I think he was doing other shit. The direction Lupe is going just doesn't really appeal to me. This electronic... Oh, I can't, you know, even with Lasers, like, this sounds like Lasers part two.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So even with Lasers, I never could really criticize it for the content. The content on here was dope. You know, I think, you know, he addressed a lot of things. Lupe did what he did content wise and lyrically, but you know, the sound of it, just like you said, the sound of it doesn't mesh with Lupe. And I know he got the Japanese cartoon shit going on or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to make sure, you know, to the point, man, I even wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping. Like, I went and listened to Food and Liquor. And then I listened to The Cool. And then I listened to Laser. And then I listened to this shit. I'm like, this is not the fucking Lupe that I want to hear when it comes to the production and the sound of this music. It just isn't.
I think me and you have to go back a little bit now and retract some previous statements on Lasers when we said that the sound was all corporate. I can't say that no more. I can't support that statement no more.
And
Mike was right. Mike was right. So I can't support that.
I was waiting for this review.
I was so excited for
this review because I listened to this album and everything that I've been arguing with y'all with for the past what year about this fucking album.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, do we really believe that the label made him go back and say the production is?
I believe Atlanta did that.
That was the compromise. It was like, okay, if you want to rap about that, you got to rap. You got to have this person on your hook.
I'm
used to getting cut off. I told you guys that Lupe, in my opinion, was slightly full of shit. The sound
on this album,
mixtape, was not so much poppy as Lasers. It was just Lupe obviously was trying to change his sound. And he hopped on some horrendous beats. The first song, I was like, shit, this is fucking dope. I thought the whole mixtape was going to be amazing off that first track. Then it just went downhill. When it got to Friend of the People, which I think that was the third track, and it had that shitty ass house beat, I wanted to fucking text y'all. I'm like, I fucking told you. I told you, Lupe is full of crap. He was blaming everything with Lasers on the record label.
I felt so strongly about it that I tweeted him, man. I was like,
dude, oh, what?
Yeah.
You tweeted Lupe? What did he say?
He didn't say anything back, but I was like, dude, I was like, what did I say? I said, can you make us a friend of the hip hop people album or something like that. I was pissed. I was fucking pissed. Yeah. I was pissed maybe because I'm a Lupe fucking fan.
Yeah, I am too.
Like, I like Fool. I love Fool and Lickin' and I love the cool.
I was just waiting for y'all to bullshit me and tell me that this didn't sound like fucking Lazy.
Nah, fuck what?
No. I listened to this mixtape and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This shit, even though it didn't completely sonically sound like Lasers, as a sound, as a whole, it was, like you said, it was Lasers Part 2. I'm not sure what Lupe is really going for, but it's obvious he's trying to break that sound that he had on Food and Liquor. And
I'll tell you what he's going for. He's going for, he still wants to keep his political message, but he's making songs for shows. He's making songs for that certain energy.
I feel you.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, he wants to rock out in shows.
And that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? But
don't go over these terrible house beats. But I will say this. Double Burger with Cheese was my shit.
Because the metaphor for that shit, and then he took it from Menace to Society.
So
lyrically, it's great, but musically,
it was only two songs for me. Which one was actually old? It was SLR.
Yeah,
he released that song before Lasers came out. I'm thinking, okay, Lasers gonna be the shit.
Right.
So when I saw that song, I'm like, this is the Lupe that I was hoping to get. Like you know, the lyrics is gonna be there, but like that production, that sound, I was hoping to get that for that whole Friend of People mixtape. And I'm like, hell, SLR, that's like a year and a half old song. And then the Double Burger with Cheese was the only tracks I liked on there.
That's not the Lupe sound that I like. I understand what you're saying, but that's not the Lupe sound that I personally like.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I told him, man. I tweeted him like outside of the whole can we get a friend of the hip hop people album. I wish this album sounded like SLR.
Yeah, SLR.
I wish it had that sound.
And I remember hearing that, because like I said, that came out before Lasers, and I'm thinking like, okay, Lasers is going to be sweet as hell. Is SLR going to be on there? But then that wasn't on there, and I'm like, well, damn, what happened to SLR? And he put on this mixtape. And
I was so mad, Mike.
You know what? For me, another standout track was when he rhymed over John Coltrane. That was dope. It was over a Love Supreme. It was life, death.
I said it.
And that's when he's at his best, man.
That's when Lupe is at his best. When he sticks to more of those hip-hop sounding beats. I don't know what the fuck this shit was. You know what I'm saying? I was extremely disappointed because I thought Lupe was finally going to say, hey, this fuck, you know, corporate made, as he was saying publicly, corporate made me do this fucking shit. Here's friend of the fuck you, Mike. Here's 50 people. I'm gonna show all of you motherfuckers that I was fucking right, and that this is what I wanted to make. And he fucking did.
And dog,
he had us hype with the title, like, okay, friend of people.
Yeah, I was tricked. Yeah.
No,
I felt tricked, dude. I want to go a different route, so this is what I'm gonna start doing. I will respect that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't fucking trick me. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking trick me to make it seem like, oh, well, corporate made me.
I think that what Lupe did is Lupe wanted to be the next Chuck D. He wanted to be that dangerous MC because there was no one like that. In my opinion, I think he cooked this whole fucking thing up. He did Lasers, just like I said before. He did Lasers. It didn't work. He went back to the record label. He's probably like, shit, what the fuck do I do? I'm about to lose my fan base. Atlantic isn't going to... They're not going to hurt by him saying, you know, Atlantic made me do this. Atlantic is already trillionaires. They don't give a fuck. Right. So they were probably like, I don't care. Fucking blame it on us. I don't give a fuck. Lupe, do what you got to do, buddy. You go out there and you save your fan base. You blame it on me. Blame it on Bob. So Lupe was like, well, fuck. Atlantic made me do it.
You know what? You might be right because like, how would they accept that shit for him going out and just saying all that shit about them?
Thank you.
And they're not even releasing the statement. And like nothing, nobody saying nothing.
You know, I even said this when we reviewed Lasers. I said Lupe is full of shit. You know, he'll say one thing and he'll do another. He's consistently done that in his career. He said, I plan on retiring after I, you know, do LUPN. Yeah, exactly. Then this motherfucker come out with Lasers, the complete opposite. You know, then he said, you know, this album isn't the album that I want to make. This is what they wanted me to make and do these poppy sounds. And then the shit became the number one album. Then all of a sudden, oh yeah, thank you for all you Lupe fans and all this other shit. And then all of a sudden, more evidence, he dropped Friend of the People, which follows that same trend. The Standard was based on Food and Liquor.
Right, right.
The Standard was based on The Cool. The Standard was based on the slew of mixtapes that he dropped.
Right. When it came out with Lasers, I was like, lyrically you were there, musically I don't know where you went. And then now it's like, it just affirmed everything.
Yeah.
That it was, it's frustrating. I think this is the most frustrated I've been with an artist.
I think the only thing about this whole situation that's sad is that he won't just be a fucking man and say, you know what, I like this electro shit. Fuck y'all.
Yep.
I mean, because at the end of the day, we know you do. Right. We know you have it in you because obviously he has that rock influence or whatever. Right. I mean, we know it. You have it in him. So it was just like, was all of like the Food and Liquor and the mixtapes and The Cool, was that just a front?
And no, you know, I think his taste changed. I think that's all it was. I think that when he did Food and Liquor, I mean, it's the same with Yellow Wolf. Not completely the same, but if you look at his earlier mixtapes, he was doing all that really, you know, Southern rock shit, and he was rhyming over it. Almost like Kid Rock. And he changed to what he did with Trump Music. I think it's the same thing with Lupe. I think he had a certain sound in his head, and then after a while, he changed.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, even the whole kick-push thing, he didn't even fucking skateboard. He just took that and started rapping about it. He knew some people that did it, so he took their stories and rapped about it. So it's like, okay, did you really front? Like, you saw a lane in hip hop to get to you to this rocking in UK and all these other places. You see what I'm saying? You like fucking tricked us, man.
I said that. I think the writing was on the wall years ago with Lupe Fiasco.
With what?
When he did kick push, when motherfuckers called him out on that, out of all the songs,
ain't no scared,
yeah, all the songs on that album, all those meaningful songs on that album, why do you think he released that as his first single? And why was that? Why was that his biggest
single? That's what I'm saying.
Why was that his biggest single? Because that lane wasn't touched yet. Black Skaters wasn't touched yet. That's why all those dudes from the Ice Cream Crew got pissed off. Because they were like, you're fucking fronting. I think that Lupe, he is an intelligent dude. He really is. I'll never take that from him. He's a very intelligent person. But I said before, when he got thrown on the O'Reilly Show, that was when I was finally like, it's confirmed. It's confirmed that Lupe is not this person that you guys think he is. He's not this overly intelligent, over-complex dude. He's a smart, intelligent rapper. That's where I leave him. If you threw Immortal Tech on O'Reilly, O'Reilly would have got ate up. If you threw Diabolik on there, if you threw Chuck D on there, O'Reilly would have been in trouble. Shit, if you threw Rhyme Fest on the O'Reilly Factor, O'Reilly would have been in trouble.
You know, I don't want to really get too far into this, but I think it's just a matter of what people are exposed to. You know, when it comes to Lupe, it's like, at that particular time when you had The Cool and you had Kid Push, you know, what was out? You know, I always kind of look at the radio and what was being played and what was being received. There wasn't a guy like Lupe that's out that's kind of saying, you know, delivering that type of content. So, you know, that was, so when he came out, yeah, people are going to navigate to that because it's like, what have they heard before?
It was like he was trying to relate skating to, like, we're trying to get away from reality and we have all these problems, so therefore we're skating. Motherfucker, we skate because it's fun. And that's what made it so corny to me. It's like, stop trying to overanalyze and make it seem like we do this because of this crazy, deep, social conscious issue. Fuck out of here. We skate because it's fun. I like busting the kickflip.
I mean, that's
like
just metaphor.
But I'm just what I'm saying. But the whole song was about that, so that made it corny. I was like, dude, no, I don't know that many.
So again, another example of Lupe, you know, once again being full of shit. So let me ask you this: you have the kick push incident, you have the Lasers incident, and then him following up with Friend of the People. You have the Bill O'Reilly instance where he can go out and be political and say all these other situations or whatever.
And not defend himself.
And not defend himself. So, you know, is Lupe an opportunist?
I don't know if he's an opportunist. I almost look at this like Lupe might really be delusional. Lupe might really think that he is this person. He might really think that this overly complex lyrical person. He might think that he's this overly intelligent person. Like, he's on another level. Like, he's on another plane. Lupe acts like that. He's extremely pretentious.
Final thought?
Man, you don't want to know my final thought about Lupe, man.
Give me a final thought. I think the fans want to, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to believe. I want to believe what he... You know what I'm saying? When you're a fan, you don't want to think that he's lying about that shit.
I feel you.
You feel what I'm saying? I do.
Man, I know Lupe is your favorite artist, but at the end of the day, you got to remember objectively.
But with Lupe, you know, Lasers was pushed back. So, with the pushback... With him, you know, because he said that the album was going to be dope. Mm-hmm. Then it got pushed back. Then he said, okay, there's some stuff on here I really didn't want to do. Then it came out. Everybody didn't like it. Then he blamed Atlantic. Then I was like, oh, okay. Not just being a fan, but just looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it got pushed back before it was supposed to come out. And then he's saying this, that, and the third. And then now he's blaming the... So I believed it. Maybe a little blindly. But I believed it because of the pushback. The pushback to me was like, oh, okay, something happened there.
Lupe has always said, like, how, you know, the album after Cool was Lupe In was going to be his last album. And he doesn't really like this whole rap game shit.
He's gonna retire.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of bullshit. It's so political. Right. It's just that and the third. Right. So it's like, oh, he's a real artist and he really just wants to make good music. He just really wants to make hip-hop music.
And it sounds
but great. Then, yeah, and it, so of course I'm going to believe that. Sure. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
why would I not?
I do.
So it's like, when it come out, it's like, oh, shit, yeah, man, yeah, Lupe, I know, because I remember you said this, and I know you didn't want to make this album.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
No, I do. That's why
I feel so fucking tricked, man. I'm fucking mad about this shit, man.
But you know what made you know why the corporate story was so believable? Was because... Laser sounded so drastically different from the Cool. You almost had no choice but to believe that shit.
And that's why I didn't believe it, because when I listened to it, it didn't sound like they took vocals from some soulful sounding shit and threw them over these fucking pop tracks. He wrote the beats. He did. He wrote those fucking songs.
He's an artist though.
But he said the album was already recorded. He said the album was already recorded. Think about this. If you take those vocals and you put those over the Cool, what are they gonna sound like?
Like
fuck yo.
That album was recorded. They made him go back. Chase the production.
Okay,
now because he's pushing this shit because it's like what almost double platinum at this point or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Check Lupe out, you know what I'm saying? He's promoting this shit, man. This was supposed to start off originally as a fucking friend of the people review, man. But this shit is like is Lupe a sellout part two? Because it's like, I mean, man, like I am really frustrated and really disappointed in his actions lately, man. Like. I really thought this dude was really down for that hip-hop sound and this, then the third. And I really thought that this whole thing was corporate-driven. But I'm seeing that it's not corporate-driven. You just tried to find you another lane to sell more records, basically, and get a larger fan base.
My final thoughts on this mixtape, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was mind-blowing. I didn't think it was terrible. I thought some songs were horrible. Some songs were decent. The only issue I have with Lupe is be a fucking adult. Be honest. And say you wanted to do this. So therefore, you give us the opportunity to say we want to follow you on this ride or we don't. But don't trick people into thinking that, you know, this is somebody else making you do something and forcing you to do a certain thing. Because no one believes you anymore at this point, Lupe. We see through this. I saw through this years ago. And I think a lot of your other fans are starting to wake up and they're looking at you and they're saying, we don't believe anything you say anymore. But just on the tip of the mixtape, if you like Lasers, you'll like this. It's pretty much that simple. You know, it has the same kind of poppy, electro-ish sounds. Lupe is still doing his thing. He's still rhyming. So if you like Lasers, you'll like this. If you're a big fan of Food, Liquor, and Cool, like Rod and Raphael and Ken, you may have some issues with this album. All I think I'm telling you is give it a shot. Take a chance. But I'm not the biggest Lupe fan, so I didn't expect this to be amazing, and I got